So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. There's roughly 150 different car brands in China, which we've said for a long time is far too many to support. Car News China reports that Jiuyi, a joint venture between Geely and Baidu, will be one of the companies that doesn't survive. So far this year, it's sold less than 14,000 vehicles, and due to the lack of finances generated from those sales, Jiuyi tried cutting projects and merging departments to stay afloat, but it's now said to be completely disbanded. There's even social media posts of angry employees surrounding the CEO and stealing office equipment. So Reuters reports that Geely and Baidu have stepped in, committing to settle any payroll issues. And part of the reason Jiuyi failed is due to the EV price war in China, which not only puts pressure on automakers, automakers then put pressure on their suppliers for better prices. However, battery maker CATL is taking the exact opposite approach. Reuters reports it's actually offering financial support to its suppliers in the form of taking on part of their R&D costs and making advance payments on projects. CATL believes this will help speed up innovation in materials and equipment, and it's also helping suppliers with the certification work required to launch those new materials and equipment. But Chinese automakers and suppliers aren't the only ones feeling the pressure. Heavy truck maker Nikola says it currently doesn't have enough money to last through January of next year, and that it reduced 15% of its workforce in October, followed by more layoffs this month. After issues with the battery electric version of its truck, Nikola shifted its focus to its fuel cell truck. But as we reported the other day, at least one fleet operator has complained of several issues, from unexpected power loss to higher costs. So it looks like a tough path forward. The Trump administration could get rid of a NHTSA provision that requires automakers to report accidents if driver assistance or AV systems were activated during or within 30 seconds of the crash. It's part of a recommendation from a transition team that's supposed to come up with a 100-day strategy for automotive policy. They said the amount of data collection is excessive. There's speculation that Elon Musk played a role in drafting the recommendation because Tesla has said the data can be misleading. It's reported the most accidents to regulators. But even the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, a lobbying group that represents most major automakers, has also criticized the requirement. However, NHTSA says the data is needed to evaluate the safety of these systems.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Electric vehicle sales continue to grow in the U.S. despite a decline from Tesla. According to S&P Global Mobility, more than 101,000 BEVs were registered in October, a 5% gain from a year ago. Meanwhile, Tesla's registrations were down about 2%. If you exclude Tesla, EV registrations were up 11% in October. However, Tesla is still far and away the best-selling EV maker, with more than 45,000 vehicles sold in October. The Tesla Model Y and 3 were also the two best-selling EVs that month. General Motors is now the second best-selling EV manufacturer, with more than 12,000 sales, up 72% from a year ago. The Hyundai Group is number three with 10,000 sales, followed by Ford at nearly 6,700 units, and Honda, including Acura, with 5,400 EV sales. S&P says it expects a surge in EV sales this month and into January, since the $7,500 federal EV tax credit is likely to be eliminated once Trump takes office. And speaking of EVs, you may remember that Toyota and Suzuki recently announced a partnership where Suzuki will develop and build an electric SUV for both companies in India. Suzuki already showed off the new e-Vitara, and now Toyota has debuted its version, the Urban Cruiser. There's both front and all-wheel drive available, with power ranging from about 144 up to 184 horsepower, as well as two battery packs, 49 and 61 kilowatt hours. The Urban Cruiser is set to first launch in the UK in the third quarter of next year, but these are also supposed to be global models, so more markets will follow. And Toyota is probably hoping this model appeals to customers more than its current EV. In some regions of the US, Toyota is offering $7,500 to $10,000 off leases of the bZ4X, as well as 0% APR when leasing it. So, a good deal could be had. As we've reported, China's cash for clunkers policy has had a big boost to new car sales, but it's also creating a boom in the used car market. According to the China Automobile Dealers Association, 1.4 million used vehicles were sold in November, a 7% increase, and a total of 14.1 million have been sold so far this year, up 5% from a year ago. That means China is on pace to pass last year's record of 14.9 million used cars sold. China's Cash for Clunkers program gives car buyers up to $2,750 for trading in their old vehicle, and with many consumers taking advantage of it, it's led to an increase in the supply of used vehicles. And speaking of used cars, a new study from IC Cars says that the prices are starting to stabilize in the U.S. The average price of a 1 to 5 year old vehicle has hovered around $30,000 for the past 12 months, which suggests that there's a good balance of supply and demand in the market. However, that price is still a huge increase compared to the $20,000 average price for used cars pre-pandemic. Prices for used EVs are still below the overall used market, which cost about $27,600 on average in November, a decrease of more than $6,200 compared to a year ago. Anyone still holding out hope that Saab could be revived is going to be disappointed. Stamping presses and other machines from the Saab plant in Trollhättan, Sweden are being auctioned off, making it unlikely that the brand will be revived. Saab was founded in 1945 and was acquired by GM in 1990. GM then sold Saab to Dutch company Spyker Cars in 2010, which sold it to Chinese company NEVS in 2012. NEVS built electric models based on Saab's at the Trollhättan plant, but it was never able to ramp up to mass production, so it closed the plant last year. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and I hope you have a great weekend.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. What good is knowing your problems without the data to solve them? Meet Wireless Neovi Cloud, your secure off-the-shelf solution, empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless Neovi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless Neovi Cloud, your vehicle update solution, in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
performance that shines, even in the rain. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Potenza tires, improved grip in wet conditions.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.
The Jackery Solar Generator 5000 Plus and Smart Transfer Switch simplify home backup. Store power effortlessly to run household needs during power outages or emergencies. Recharge with Jackery's portable solar panel or existing rooftop solar system for complete energy independence and lower cost. Prepare your home this winter and all year long with the Jackery Solar Generator 5000 Plus. Visit Jackery.com to learn about easy, safe, and reliable home backup. Use code IHEARTDECEMBER on Jackery.com to save on 5000 Plus bundles.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.